How's your audio?
Mine's good, man. How about yours?
Sounds good. Let's get this thing started.
Rock it.
Little things like Ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number...
18.
We had a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of folks shooting.
Yeah, I'd say so.
ASA State Championship. While it was going on, I got a chance to talk to Scott Parrott. So we'll listen to that first.
Hey, it's Big John. I'm down here at the Georgia ASA State Championship, and I am here with the one, the only, the myth, the man, the legend himself, Scott Parrott. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know about the legend stuff, but I'm a myth.
You're a myth?
Yeah, I'm a myth. Legend in my own mind.
You were also, you're the ASA State Coordinator. Is that the title?
ASA Georgia State Director.
Director.
Yeah.
And you also are the host of this shoot, because we're
at
River Bottom Outdoors, and you happen to be the proprietor of that business.
It happened to be the owner.
Yes. Yeah, so, how was the turnout today?
The turnout this weekend was good, a little lower than anticipated, but to be honest with you, all year long, the numbers have been down.
It's been down, yep.
I think every club this year struggled a little bit on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably pushing 190 shooters.
Okay.
Maybe 200.
All right. I enjoyed the course. I got to shoot it today, and I came. This is Sunday. I didn't get, you know, I had to do that work thing on yesterday. So
what?
I had to, yeah, that, you know what that is, right?
No, I am not. It's the reason you're confusing me. I don't.
Yeah, well, it's work, right? but I came down here this morning and started off early. We was actually the first group on that range.
That's right, C range.
So we got to clean out all the spider webs to the targets this morning. And it was a little dark.
I was fixing to say, and got to see how dark they were.
It was really dark. But
that's a cute area in there.
It is. Your property has always been cool because you have multiple ways to set this course, where you have hills and you got flats and you got bottoms.
You can
set it close to somewhere we're shooting.
Pretty much. Just about anywhere we shoot on a national level, I can set the course
close to
what it's going to be. Yes.
Wasn't a long course.
No, I've stretched the courses out pretty much all year long. And so I thought this year for the state championship, what I'd do is I'd kind of do a little opposite.
You did do a little opposite, but they wasn't give me's by no means. They might have been short, but they were in a hole or, you know, in some
sunlight.
Right. Yep. So you was transitions and stuff like that. I mean, you played the game. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
you had to think about it.
Even on the ones that you thought were short, you had to walk up and at least give some thought to what you were going to shoot.
Oh, yes.
Even if you were shooting known.
Oh, yeah.
You had to be able to pick the spot because it was...
Yeah, some of those spots couldn't be picked.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's exactly
but
right.
But I had a good time, and I enjoyed you, setting this course and doing your thing. So one to just ask you, since you are... So, like you said before, it's down across the board, right?
It is down for the entire state.
Yep. Do you have an idea of what your reasoning for that is?
I really don't know. ASA right now, in my personal opinion, ASA is rocking.
Yep.
They are rocking. They're up.
Yeah.
The national events are up. Memberships are up.
Mm-hmm.
The qualifiers did okay this year. There were some clubs that held a qualifier. The weather wasn't as well. We got bit this year here because of weather. Bottom Outdoors has never, ever.
Rained that much?
Never have we had four tournaments that potentially canceled due to rain.
There was one time I know that we talked, and I was like, hey, I'm coming down there Sunday. He's like, don't bother. I may not even set the targets.
Exactly.
Because it was going to flood.
And But that being said, ASA, like I said, they're thriving great. But I think overall in the state we're hurting is, I don't know, if it's the expense, everything with the economy picking up to some extent, everything else has went back up also. Gas has went back up. Hotel rates are higher. Food's higher. Bows are higher.
Yeah.
And archery equipment's a lot higher.
Yeah.
And people... There's so many other things going on now. People with families, there's baseball being played year round.
I was going to say, is a sport to participate in.
There's soccer being played year round.
That's right.
And so, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're going to try. I got a couple of things I'm going to work on for next year as far as the state of Georgia goes, and see if we can't pick things up.
I got you. Well, since everybody knows we're here at River Bottom Outdoors, tell them where you're located and what you sell and what you do.
We are in God's country.
That's Georgia, right?
It is in Georgia. That's exactly right. We're in Franklin, Georgia. I am an actual full-time firefighter, EMT, been one for, I don't know, 35 years, actually. This November will be 35 years. But on my days off, I run River Bottom Outdoors. It's a little sporting goods store. Primary 80% all archery, but I sell firearms, boat motors. I'll sell whatever I can.
Yeah, whatever you can get.
Exactly. Anything
you make a dollar on, right?
That's exactly right.
That's the way it works, right?
Stock-wise, what's in the store is primary archery, but, you know, like I said, I sell a lot of guns, too.
Yeah, but you've been working on bows and guns forever.
38 years now.
I was going to say, yeah. So, well, I appreciate you spending your time with me today. This is you know, you gave out, I saw a couple of belt buckles you done gave out for Shooter of the Year stuff, and we got a few more people left out on the range.
We do.
And we'll hope that everybody comes back and had a good time. I think the weather was great.
Weather turned out great. Not
after the shoot last night.
y'all
had the river come through here in the River Bottom, right?
Yeah, we actually had probably 2 inches of rain in about 45 minutes, so we did have to go back to the range and pick the bridge up and move it back. It washed away and
But it didn't do it while the patrons are here.
Exactly.
So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And the temperature today wasn't bad.
No. Humidity was a little bit less.
A little bit.
So it did. All in all, I think it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend for archery.
Yep.
Great weekend for the state of Georgia and ASA. You know, like I say, the numbers are off a little bit. You figure you go back a few several years ago, there was clubs hosting the state championship, Sweetwater and other clubs, they're rattling off close to, you know, 275 shooters.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you remember when Lake Oconee Shooting Club hosted it, and we had 377 shooters on that range that weekend.
Yep.
We had a heck of a weekend.
That's right.
One of the most fun things I ever did, even working it, you know. And people don't understand is how hard it is to put this on.
Yeah, we've been working on this for 2 weeks.
You got a great group of folks to help you.
They're the ones that done it.
That's right.
Exactly right. I didn't do it.
And, you know, you have to have volunteers.
Yep.
You know, and so everybody bitches about this or fusses about that, you know. Dude, you can't cover everybody. You can't make everybody happy. So you try your best to do what you can.
I'll have to admit, we really haven't had a lot of complaints this weekend. Honestly, really none much. The biggest complaint this weekend, and people got to remember, when you're shooting a state championship shoot, it's really according to the shop, or I shouldn't say shop, the club that's hosting it, how many targets they put out. You know, if they can put out 60 targets, which we do, we run four 15-target ranges.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to have an A and B range, which is the short range, max 30 yards, and then I'm going to have a C and D range, which is your max 50 yards,
than 40. Dads and kids couldn't shoot together.
A lot of dads and kids. They could, but what they had to do is dad had to go over and shoot with their son.
Uh-huh.
When he finished his 30, then they could go over and he could shoot his.
So that was the biggest problem?
That was probably the biggest issue.
And I understand that. It would be all year long. You got all the stakes in one place, but they don't shoot with each other in ASA National Tournament. So I didn't.
You can put it on my forehead.
If that's what you want to do. I gave him I just handed him a Georgia Archery sticker. If y'all want to know what he was asking, he's talking about sticking on his forehead.
Yeah, I'm gonna tattoo it.
So,
my forehead.
Nobody understands how much it takes to put this together.
Like I said, 2 weeks.
It's not just 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks of cutting, laying, and doing. Yeah, but you got months of.
Oh yeah, if you want to know the truth, let's see, what was it? Augusta. We left Augusta. When I left Augusta, I left with me and several of the guys, and I had purchased some new cores.
Yep.
So between Augusta and Kentucky,
pushing and pushing,
we come down and we pull out. I mean, honestly, River Bottom Outdoors has, I think, 115 targets total. Yep. So we get out 115 targets. Mm-hmm. We change cores on the ones that we can change out on. Then we go to Kentucky, picked up some more cores there.
Because he's like,
yeah, we picked up a few used cores too. Uh-huh. You know, ASA sells some used cores, picked up some of them. We're back down here doing it again.
Yep.
So then we go ahead and pick out 15
best
four ranges, or 4 15 target ranges. We picked them out and set them up, and all that was done, you're right, before the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and, but I've got guys that are the staff members, honestly, they did this. I didn't do this. They did this.
Yeah.
I've got some, a lot of them, they took off work. They took their off vacation to off work
just
this
just to
week.
Come help this, to get this, to make sure it runs right.
That's
and
right.
Things. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You know, we give your hats off to you for doing it, but you didn't the only one. So I want to make sure we make sure we cover everybody else. Because, I mean, I saw the crew going out to pull the short range.
That's right.
And they were loaded up, and they were going to get it, trying to get it done so that you didn't have to be up here for another 3 or 4 hours after everybody's finished shooting. So
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you spending your time and talking to me today. Anything else you want to say?
No. Just look forward to next year. All the archer shooters, if you can, remember, please support all the clubs. Support all the clubs.
Yeah.
We try to. Me and my wife, we don't make it.
But you
I've got staff members that travel two, 3 hours every weekend somewhere. They're shooting
That's
somewhere.
Right.
So support every club as much as you can.
Yeah, you support it. When we have to support each other. No, I mean,
well, if we don't, it's going to die.
No die, and that's
right.
A fact. So I mean, that's, you know, it's a great thing. Archery, we've been in this a long time. We've seen a lot of growth and changes, but you know,
the other thing I'm going to say, we've been friends for a long time. We've been knowing each other for at least a minute.
Yep.
Yes. And I appreciate you and George Archery.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is something.
You know how glad I am to see this come back, because I can remember when you bounced this idea off of me.
Yep.
And
4 years ago.
Yeah, and you were a little bit like, man, I just don't know. And I said, look, this is something I think that would work.
Yeah.
And
there ain't as many videos out. It's easier to do this audio podcast. It's a whole lot easier to edit than it is to try to do the videos. And I got a face for radio.
I was
fixing
to say, hey, look, you're going to have to come back with the videos, because the videos are great,
too.
They
are. And we will. There's no doubt. I mean, we're working on it now. Being that, you know, you know what's fixing to happen. The light switch is turned, right? It's after the 4th of July.
That's exactly
right. So shops are busy.
That's right.
But tournament season's over, you know, are winding down.
They are.
So there will be a break in there that we can get some other stuff going and do our reviews and our other stuff. And our biggest thing is, like, I'm going to try to get to other shops. Like you said, support each other. But I'm going to try to get to every freaking club and shop I can and talk to the owners so that they can have a voice in this situation.
There you go.
You know. And
they do. Everybody needs a voice.
And we want to, you know, like you've heard me talk about the you know, put your name on the map. That's what we're trying to do, is get that map so that people go, I don't know where that club is. Well, yeah, but if I have a map that has an address or a phone number that we can contact, then they can always find out where it is and what it is. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it going. But I appreciate your time today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And good luck and Illinois, because you have been on a freaking roll.
Well, I appreciate that. And I tried. This just feels like it's been kind of a dream season for me.
I think I would say so. You've had a
sometimes I've made shots and should have been in a leg, and somehow they hit a 12. I don't know how
you've
that
had
happened.
A phenomenal season yourself. So,
well, good luck to you. And that's the other thing too, is I hope all the shooters can come out and support everybody in Illinois, support ASA.
Yep.
It's still a strong organization.
Yes, it is.
It still has a lot to offer, and I just look forward to the classic, and then look forward to next year.
Yeah, I'm almost ready. I'm ready to stick something. My phone don't eat very well, so I am ready for hunting season.
You don't eat deer. Well, I know you eat deer.
No. look at me. I like to eat.
I've seen the grill.
Everybody's seen what I grill. So I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
All right, you too, bud. Right, thank you.
Well, Scott had something to say, right?
Yeah, he did.
And we had a good turnout. Ended up, after it said and done, 171 shooters.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's not as high as years in the past.
No, but I mean, just like we talked about, the numbers are down. You know, Scott, we've talked about the numbers being down. I mean, it's been down year round for everybody. Nobody's had a great turnout. Even his numbers, you know, we was talking about when he used to have big numbers, and it just didn't
it's not the same. It's not as
right. Well, everybody's got a theory on that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's several theories on that. But
it'd be nice to be able to nail down the main reason.
Oh yeah,
and fix it. You know,
and fix it. But I mean, but see, you know, everything comes in seasons.
That's right.
It does. It's come and gone before.
It has, and it'll come back.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as long as we keep striving to continue to grow the sport and get more kids in it. And,
yep.
I mean, we've seen it here on a personal level. You know, you get the kids in it, and their parents get in it. And,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, so.
And then they still tell the parents that, I don't need you walking with me no more. So their parents say, hey, next time I'm going to shoot.
Right. And if bow hunters would just get back into it, I mean, that's the whole reason why I started shooting 3D.
Because I wanted
to be a better bow hunter. I mean, I'll never forget when I asked Chris Childers, long, long time ago, how he had so much success out in the Midwest.
Yep.
And he told me, he said, well, I used to shoot a lot of 3D. And I was like, 3D?
What's that?
What's that?
Yep.
He said, come to the house after you get off work and I'm going to show you something. So I went over there and that dude had a wall full of checks, plaques, trophies.
Oh, yeah.
And then he took me to my first 3D shoot.
Pretty good shot.
I was hooked. Yep. Hooked.
Well, shout out to Chris for hooking you on archery.
Yep. Well, I was... you know, already shooting. I'd been hunting for a long time, but where I'm from,
yep,
down in South Georgia, we didn't have target archery like we do up here. I didn't, at least not then, or at least not that I knew of. I mean, it wasn't big.
Oh yeah.
So had it been, I'd have been hooked a long time ago.
You're probably correct. And I don't think there's that much going on down there now.
There's not. There's some blank, heck of an opportunity down there.
There's some blank spots in the state.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know Matt Malone was talking to him this weekend and
uh-huh.
You know, they got Flint River.
Shout out to Matt Malone for winning his class.
Dude smoked it.
Yep. 22 up.
Smoked it. But I was talking to him and you know, they got a range put together down there, and I think they're going to host 2 or 3 tournaments this year.
Yep.
And have it up and going and ready for next year,
mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing because that area down there is lacking.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had target archery like we do up here, it would definitely put some numbers back in the state.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. Well, there was a few numbers out here put on. I tell you, I got to shoot the course. I shot the long course. I guess they called it the long course. It wasn't long.
You shot it from one of the shorter stakes.
I didn't shoot it from the longest stake. But the course overall was not long.
No, that's what I heard.
But it wasn't a gimme course.
Daniel Berry told me that was the shortest but hardest course he's ever shot.
I can believe that. I was actually the first group, like we talked about, on the range for that day on Sunday.
Sunday morning? So it was good and dark?
It was, yeah. So I was, Jack Wallace popped in my head and says, make sure that you play the course. And I had to play the course.
So what you're saying is course management was...
Oh, key. It was key because it was dark and a black target. Put it in the middle and, you know, pray for the best because...
Take a
10 on the first 6.
And smiled about it.
Yeah, I was happy. Because
they could have been a lot worse.
Easily been.
Yeah, I get it. I'm with you.
I think we got target number 6, and it was the first bonus ring that was hit on any of all four of us.
Who was all in your group?
So I had Cole Frederick. He actually ended up winning his class.
Yeah.
I had Scott Wright, which was like
no slouch,
which was like old times. You know, I had shot with him back in redneck archery days.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Travis, I can find his name. Last name, I don't remember his last name, but he won hunter class. He won the.
Wasn't Travis T-Bone Turner?
No, Travis Myers. Travis Myers. Anyway, so the first bonus ring that was hit was on target 6. And
you weren't in no slouch group.
No. We marking some spots for us. But
wow,
the point was you couldn't see them. You can't hit them.
I mean, it's a shot in the dark when you can't see what you're holding on.
So we go to target 6, and what was funny was Cole was, I think he was second up. Second up. And when he broke his shot, it went toward the 12, but then it disappeared. The arrow pushed through it.
Through the target?
Yeah.
What's he shooting?
It hung on the backside.
Dude's got Hercules.
No, it hung on the backside. But I was like, oh, my God, because I thought, yeah, I got a mark, you know. It was headed the right way. It went right where it was supposed to, and then
gone.
I was like, uh-oh.
That's no bueno.
He said, uh-oh. I was like, he goes, I hope to God it caught the back because that would be a 10 again, right?
Right.
And so I shot towards it, was just over the top of it, and you couldn't see anything. It was dark. It was black target, black bear. Went down there, we pushed his back through, and it was a 12. So it did hang, and that was the first bonus ring. We six targets in.
Wow.
And so it was like, whew. So here we go.
What time did y'all start shooting?
I don't remember. I got there at 8 and probably 8:15. We was rolling.
So y'all didn't spend much time at the practice
place. I didn't. They had been there before me. Gotcha. So when I got there, matter of fact, Scott handed them the cards. He said, hey, you may want to let John practice a couple more times because he just got here. So, but I was like, I already got one round in. You know, I'd make sure my pin was still hitting.
Right.
And I pulled my arrows. And
knowing what you know now, would you just spend a little bit more time at the back?
Oh, yeah.
Just to get a little bit more light?
Definitely would have tried to get more light. I'm not going to lie to you. But needless to say, I mean, Cole, after that, picked up, you know, it got lighter and he could hit them. And I was getting close to him. And then on the the way the range was set up, you walk in on C and you walk all the way down, and then there was a little gap, and then D, which is the second range, picks up.
Mm-hmm.
So when we finished the first 15, I was two up. And I was like, time to start over. But we made a vote. Do you want to take a break, come back? But it's like, darn, you got to walk all the way past C right. range to get to D range.
Right.
You know, so we took the vote. It's like, heck, it's take four times longer to walk in, walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well keep going.
So y'all kept rolling.
Yep. And
I blame you.
Yeah. And so we kept going. And the second half was a whole lot better. I turned it around a whole lot better. I hit 10 bonus rings on 15 targets. So
there you go. That's better than 50% right there.
Yeah. But I hit a couple of eights. So
that happens. You start aiming at them, I mean, you're going to hit some eights. Yep. You just got to be able to suck it up and roll on.
Yeah. So we, And everybody was picking up. So as we come across, I ended up 10 up. So I got 8 up on the second half with the 8s and the 12s that I hit. So, I mean, I hit a lot of 12s, but I hit a lot of 8s too. So and all the 8s, I had no left and right issues. It was just under almost every one that was – and I got kicked out a couple of times because when the man's in it – and I broke his knock twice, I think.
Mm. That happens too.
And when he's in the bottom of the 12, I mean, we're talking about millimeters. You had to, you know, called it good until we got there. And it was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And then I called an upper on one and just out the top of the upper. And that was, you know, that's just.
Price you pay to play the game.
That's exactly right. But I was happy with what happened.
171 shooters.
That's pretty good.
Granted, we all would have liked to have seen the 200 mark broke.
Oh, yeah.
Gives us a number to strive for next year.
Most definitely. So, yeah, I mean, there were some good numbers put up. Like we said, we mentioned Matt Malone shot 322.
Smoked it.
Yeah. So
I talked to him after he got done Saturday, and he told me, he said, I left a lot out there.
Yeah, he
said
the same
it was
thing.
Short, but he said it was still difficult at the same time.
He told me, he says, I didn't think it was enough.
He told me. He didn't think he had enough.
He didn't think he had enough. Me and you know, you talked about Daniel. We both said the exact same thing, too, when we come off. So, like, man, if somebody don't blister a 30 up from us, our stake, you know, something's wrong. But it didn't happen, you know.
Well, I mean, the scores show that it was a much tougher range than it was. Yep. I mean, just by distance.
That's
I mean,
right.
You know, Daniel smoked it with 19.
I tell you who, that Charles Rogers in the senior known 50.
Uh huh.
Which is the back black stake?
The tips.
Yeah. 24 up from the black stake. You've done something. I mean, but you look across the board. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Cole shot 34 up from the white stake.
From the white, yeah.
And Austin Allen, you know, tied him with the same thing. There was just one less bonus ring involved.
Well, like Scott said in his interview with you.
Yep.
He had been setting them long all year.
Mm hmm.
And he figured he'd give one back.
Yeah. But he did.
But yet he made it tricky all at the same time.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, there were some big numbers. I mean, Daniel laid out that 19 up, and he said he worked as hard as he could for that 19.
Yeah. He told me today, he said, how do you say it? John told me he was 20 up, so
yep,
he was sitting there thinking he thought he had to have a number.
That's right.
And he didn't quite get there. And
he was mad as rip.
Yeah.
Until I said, oh, I'm only 10.
He was all fired up. And then John says, I was only 10 up.
Yep.
Daniel said,
never mind.
I can't say what Daniel said.
Exactly. We ain't going to talk about what he said. But I did it to drive him because I figured he was if he was laid back, he wouldn't happen. So he had to get up in there.
The boy can shoot.
Yes, he can.
I don't know if you know it or not. But
I do know it.
The boy can shoot.
Yep. Yeah, but there's some good numbers. I mean, that Melinda Hawk.
34 up
and
women's K40.
She did, you know,
laid
she,
it she down.
Turned it on. So, there, you know, there's a whole bunch of numbers on this list, and there were some people who had good days, and some people didn't have such good days.
That's archery, right?
Yep. That boy we've been talking about a bunch of times, that old Caleb Brown. He
never heard of her.
Yeah. Well, he missed it by 1 point.
Who beat her?
I'm
trying to find the scores now. Where is it at? There
Mr.
it is,
Frederick. You know, one of them Frederick boys.
Yeah.
So,
well, if Caleb's got to get beat by somebody.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
But if you look at it, it's funny. Like, all right, so that's elementary school open boys. That was Clayton Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he retired that bow after this. He was looking at a new bow.
We're not going to get into that.
And then Caden,
his brother.
His brother.
19 up.
Was shooting a new bow. He's shooting a Matthews.
Is he really?
He'd been shooting an Elite.
Yeah.
And he's shooting a Matthews. And there were several people talking about, I don't know if he should have done that for state, but it didn't look like it hurt him none.
No, it don't look like it.
And then, you know, like I said, Cole with his shooting. That Matt Malone did a good job. Oh, you
know. I'm sitting here looking at the K-50.
Mm-hmm.
There was some studs in that class.
Yeah, but the numbers don't show it. I mean, as far
Kerbo,
as score.
Right. My point exactly.
It wasn't an easy course.
Even though it was
short. I mean,
you know, we've heard that a couple times this year.
Yeah.
Grandma
That's
said
right.
the same thing about
her
po' boys at one of the shoots that
That's
she
right.
went to.
And then she went around and set her course same dang way. So it ain't no easy course. There ain't no bombs out there what she had. And, you know, it was in the shade and the stale, and you got your feet stance and that kind of stuff. So there was, it was some trickiness, but it was a good course.
So we say all that to say this.
You got
course management.
Yep.
Is as much as a key.
Oh, yeah.
Is breaking good shots.
Oh, yeah.
You got to play the course. There's some strategy in this that is so often overlooked.
On 3D, I mean,
it ain't like.
No, you can stand in on piece paper
same
at 20
spot.
Yards. 20-yard, you can say, hey, I should shoot if you're an average 299 shooter, you should shoot 299.
Right.
No matter if you're in this space or that place, the lighting plays a little bit.
But just a sight adjustment.
You keep going. You know, they're within 5 points.
Right.
You know, where 3D.
You can shoot 20 up today and shoot 20 down tomorrow.
That's right. Because it has to do with how you play the game.
Absolutely.
This game doesn't play point it and shoot it. Just because you can see it don't mean you can hit it.
Yeah.
And if you can't see it, you darn sure can't hit it.
Well, you can, but it's all pure luck at
That's
that
right.
point, knowing about where it's at.
And
breaking
and
a good shot.
There was a lot about where you got it on the first six shots just to see. And there was some close ones, man. It was like, man, I almost got it. I'm almost there.
For you, did you start on target number one?
I did start on target number one.
All right, so the first six, were they all – I mean, you remember what your average yardage was for those six?
We got the peanut gallery in the back.
Yeah, I heard him.
What'd he say? 30.
I think you said, I don't know. I couldn't tell.
30.
32.
Yep. 33.
Yep. So you would look at that on an average day and say, all right.
Oh, man. 33 yards was.
I should hit three out of six.
33 yards is my wheelhouse.
I should hit three out of six, if not better than that.
That's right.
And yet you get to target number seven and I ain't even hit one
that's
yet.
That's right. And I'm going, oh, my God. But it was, I mean, it was truly dark. We had to clear the spider webs. And there were dark targets. It wasn't like it was when the lynx is sitting in the dark and he looks black, you know something's up.
Yeah. But, you're kind of at a conundrum there. All right, I know it's going to be 90.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell you. I'll tell you another story. There's a guy who went out late that was actually in our class, me and Daniel's class, and we had to wait for him to come back just to see if I was trying to see if I was going to make podium, you know, because if that guy had turned it up And me and, you know, he's had a chance to do it anyway. And we had to sit around and wait on him, but he went out later and, he didn't do no better. So, they said he blanked a target.
Wow.
And that, I heard that a couple of times where some guys were, you know, I aided a 22 yarder just underneath it. And you're thinking,
that'll make you want to punch yourself in thinking, the face.
Oh my God, you know, how did I miss that target? But it happens.
Oh, but yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, congratulations to all the winners. Y'all all, you know, shot the same course Saturday or Sunday or both or whatever, and had a good time. I was, you know, I've got to see a bunch of folks I hadn't seen all year. And it's always good to see the folks and friends of our archery family. So, you know.
Well, looks, I mean, the senior known class, Michael Kane went over and threw it down.
Yeah, he threw down, but he got knocked down.
He did.
He didn't even know the man. We stand there together, and he didn't even know the gentleman who beat him. And he was, I think he's from Alabama. So
I don't, David Parson. I don't recognize the name.
But,
I don't know him.
But I think he was, where did he say he was from? Anyway, he's 3.5 hour drive from where he was at. So that means it's a good ride. But you got some people in here that have burned it up this year.
At times, yeah.
And then their scores just didn't hit, you know. So
that's archery for
that's
you.
That's archery. It was a great weekend. They had the rain on Friday night, Saturday, whatever it was.
Saturday night, wasn't it?
It flooded.
Scott said he had to go back and put the bridge back up.
Had to put the bridge back up, and it flooded everything. And you could see it when we got there, how it had run through the backyard. But it wasn't that bad. I wore tennis shoes and didn't have to worry about, you know,
boots. You didn't sink?
I didn't. So, and the kids' course, they said it was, you know, the younger, shorter course, they said it was, you know, interesting also. So, congratulations to everybody who won, and I hope y'all all enjoyed it.
Well, the Apaches had a pretty good weekend.
Yes, the Apaches had a pretty good weekend. There were several belt buckles come home and plaques come home, and also some shooter deers came this way. The peanut gallery's coughing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because she wants to be acknowledged that she
She shot well.
She won state championship.
She did.
She's got her belt buckle on every time. She goes, bam!
She walked in here this morning and was just like, well, I can't do it.
Yeah, but she's like, because your belly is
I don't have one.
Yeah. She's like, bam!
Boom, yep. Check this out.
That's right. She won the
congratulations, Lexi. You earned it.
Lexi worked hard to get that one, and she did. She got it. And with a 5.
What?
With a 5.
In the world, a 5? What are you doing shooting 5?
But her mental management must have been pretty good, because she could have gone lost it right then and there if she shot a 5 and then come back through. So,
yeah.
Not bad.
So she should have been 10.
Yeah, easily.
Wow.
Yep. You know, that's just
that's good shooting.
I mean, she had 8 12s.
I see that.
That would have been 16.
Uh-huh.
And then she had a 5.
And she shoots all uppers.
Yeah, most time.
Jack Wallace.
Ken Wood. Oh, my gosh.
Miss Ken Wood.
Mr.
Ken Wood. Mr. Ken Wood.
He shot his best round on the second half. Ever. His highest score in 15 targets ever. He was 8 down at the half.
And
ended up 5 up. Isn't that right? 5 up.
Yeah, I think I so.
Five up. Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you were 8 down, you ended up 5 up, you shot a bunch on the back half.
Yeah.
He picked up a good bit. And the back half is where I turned it on. And he was actually shooting, he shot D first, but he had the same problem.
Couldn't see nothing.
Because he couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And then by the time he got around to the first 6 targets that I shot, he was shooting a little better. So, and then he said it was a guy in his class that was, or not his class, but in his group that was just blistering it. So he had a good mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
He say who that was?
He didn't, but he did tell me that he blanked the target on one of the things. Just, it went, release went before he got down there. So
gone.
You go from however many up to drop 10 points just like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's we heard those stories all day long.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's archery. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but
that's right.
It's archery.
Yep. So,
archery happens.
After, you know, that's what happened in the state.
Yeah, there was another.
Most everybody was there.
Fairly big shoot going on.
There was another shoot going around in that Pennsylvania.
Yeah, something called the OPA.
Yeah, OPA. And we had a few Georgians up there.
Daniel Morgan.
Robin
East. Kaylee Johnston.
Yep.
In the female pro class. And Curtis Broadnecks in the male's expert class.
Yep. So, yeah, they went up there and had their good time.
Yeah, Curtis looks like he had a real good time with that big old strawberry on his thigh.
He's got a big old strawberry on his thigh. He said he was riding down the slide and flipped it or slid. He decided to not use the whatever sled that he was using. He wanted to use his leg, I guess.
Yeah, so, sounded like a much better idea until it happened.
Until it happened. But, yeah, you called it. Perkins won it again.
Yeah. Oh, Jake texted me Saturday night, and he said, I thought your pick was crazy, but good pick.
And
I just had a feeling, man. Perkins has been so close, which he won one of the ASAs.
Yeah.
If not two, I can't remember, but
he's been.
What was it? The one y'all went to.
Y'all, Augusta? Augusta?
Yeah, the Augusta one.
Uh-huh.
And dominated that one, if I remember correctly, or close.
Yeah.
But well, I had a feeling that
it was his, you know.
It was his time.
It was two-time champ now. I mean, it's, you know. And then, you know, for easily, you could have easily picked Paige Gore, four-time champ. I mean, you know.
That would have been a smart female pick.
That would have been a smart female pick because she did it again. And but they said it was windy.
Yeah, that's what Curtis was saying.
And wind blew, and he said it's still hard. He said even though they set some shorter, it's still hard. So
that was a long. That was a big boy course.
Yeah,
That was a big boy course.
Definitely. I liked the video that they put out with Levi and his conundrum: throw to 14
dropping
or not
14
throw to
14. Yeah.
That is a struggle in course management. I mean, right there live, you know, on the video, you can see I can hit it, but should I? You know, you can see the struggle. And I mean, anybody who's played this game can relate to that.
Right.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there was times I'm like, should I aim in the bottom? Or should I pick the top? You know,
decisions,
that kind of thing.
Decisions.
Right. And some of them make the right ones and some of them make wrong ones.
Some will help you. Some will hurt you.
Yep. So what else did you have a good weekend, though?
Yeah, man. Went down and spent some time with the monkey.
I understand. How's the monkey doing?
She's doing good.
Yep.
Doing good.
That's great.
Done some school shopping, picking out.
Of course, it's time to go back to school.
Got to go get a boot bag this coming up weekend.
Yep. All the kids are going to be back in school.
Supplies, yep. We're getting close.
Got 2 weeks till the classic, right? Right at not this weekend,
I believe
so. Weekend, whatever it is, so then everybody will be winding down, and hunting season's here, coming fast as we can get it, 5 weeks or less.
Yeah, we kind of got a little thing going on this weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a preview.
The weekend preview.
Yeah, the weekend preview. We'll talk about everything that's going on because there's several things going on in the state.
This weekend. Yeah, there is.
A lot of people having some stuff and some shoots and some other stuff. We'll talk about all that. But hunting season's coming, man.
I think we're right at 5 weeks out.
Yep, 5 weeks. And if you ain't got your bow ready yet, get it ready. Everybody will start doing hunting shoots. So all of the 3D shoots, the 3D clubs that's been doing 3D clubs shoots all year will be doing a hunting shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool part about that is that you get your hunting bow, no more long stabilizers, no more, magnification to find a 12 ring, not for most people.
Right.
And, like I shoot a slider sight, which is a, one pin single,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I sort of put it in the middle and let it eat.
I guess I should probably figure out if my tape's even right.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting on a set of strings to put on my new new strings on my hunting bow.
Yeah.
And so if they don't get here by the weekend, I'll be shooting what I got. But last time I checked it was still good, but that's sort of, I sound like the rest of the world, right? Mm-hmm. I need to get it out and shoot at it, right?
At least we're not waiting until the week before.
No, I did. I did shoot it the other day when I took my other bow home. I took it out there and made sure mark was hitting. So
I shot mine one day last week for about six.
Yeah,
arrows.
So it's time to get your checkup.
Yep.
If you're a hunter, take it to the doctor. There's plenty of doctors out there.
Yeah.
Good ones. In your neighborhood, find you a good reputable archery shop. And let them check it over. Tell them if you need something new. And if you're going to change something, now is the time to change, because you get a chance 5 weeks to get it right.
5 weeks.
Yep. And then we're going.
We waited for this
all year long. That's like the day after you start waiting, right? Counting down.
Mm-hmm.
But the countdown has gotten a whole lot shorter.
And so, it's only going to get shorter by each day.
Yep. So, get your bow out. Get it done. There's a picture posted of some of the merch.
Yeah, uh-huh. I saw that. First time I've seen any of the merch.
So the merch was out. And
the Tinelli's was sporting it.
Tinelli's were sporting the merch.
Looks good.
So I did post that on the intro.
I sent it.
So it was on the, people are liking it. Maybe they'll get back and check it out.
And I posted a picture a little while ago before we got started. While we were getting ready to get started with this podcasting,
uh-huh.
Several people ask, where can they find these podcasts? So let's just run it down real quick. First and foremost, the Georgia Archery website, GeorgiaArchery.com.
GeorgiaArchery.com. They're all the
podcasts are right there on the podcast page?
Yeah, well, that's actually the on the front page, though. I mean,
they're on the front page.
The first ones are on the front page.
And then Spotify, the Apple Podcast app,
Apple Podcasts,
Podbean,
Stitcher,
YouTube.
Yep, you can find them on YouTube and on the Android,
the Google
Podcast app.
So they can be found just about anywhere.
Yeah, and
we're almost 20 deep in this thing.
That's right. And I tell you what, if you have a place that it's not found, let us know, and we'll get it put to the right place. I mean, you cover most everybody with Android and Apple. You really
right.
do.
Yeah, you do.
And then there's a couple of people who use different stuff that doesn't pull. And then I'll have to get it, do some homework to get it in the right spot. So if there's a place that you couldn't find it, say, hey, I didn't find it on this app. Send us a message and we'll do it. And how can they send us a message?
Through Gmail, GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
The Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook, Georgia Archery, and you can send us on through the Messenger. Or you can find us on
Twitter.
You can
or
you
Instagrams.
Can, you can tweeters.
Tweeterish.
You can tweet us.
The Instagrams. The Chap Snap.
Yeah, Snapchats. Georgia Archery. All of those are Georgia Archery.
Just type in Georgia Archery.
Type Georgia
Archery. Go to Google and type in Georgia Archery.
You can probably
find us on Google right there.
So, always can find us. And if you do listen, like and share it, that way you can let more people know about it. And I was also asked, where can I get that shirt from? Well, it's easy. You go to the GeorgiaArchery.com webpage and click the shop link, and
boom.
You're right there.
Right there.
And there's more being ready to be added.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. We got some new stuff going.
Kind of exciting.
Yep. So there'll be more stuff added. And then if you are a club that hosts shoots and you want your name on the list of the club list, you fill out the form under clubs. It's not hard to do.
Perfect way to get your club listed on the Georgia Archery website.
That's right.
That way when someone wants to go shoot 3D, and they want to find a place to do it, someone that may be hosting a shoot for that particular weekend,
they can click there, and they find you, and then they click and go, oh, that's how I get there.
Yep.
Because if you told me, I'm just going to pull one out of the air. If you told me On Point was doing a shoot this weekend, right?
Where's On Point?
Exactly. Where's On Point?
I gotta pull it up on the map.
But if they're not on the map, what happens?
Then you gotta start searching.
And the problem is that you gotta search in five different locations.
Right, guess what? George Archery
is trying to consolidate all of that.
Yep. One place.
One place to find it all.
Yep.
And if you feel like we're missing something, tell us so we can
get it fixed.
Well, we talked about the shoots, talked about us. Talked about where to find us and how to like us and buy some merch.
Share it.
You can share it. Comment.
Don't forget the Georgia Archery hashtag.
Georgia Archery.
And all your archery related photos.
Yep. And in case you didn't know, a weekend preview will have another giveaway.
Really?
We will talk about a new giveaway.
Ooh, kind of exciting.
On number 19.
Sweet.
So that means everybody, hey, you got to listen to the next one to figure out what we're going to give away.
Oh, sookie sookie.
Yep, yep. Did you see I gave you one of them cardboard cookies for picking the right spot? Right?
I did see that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure
I did see that.
So,
put a lot of effort into that pick.
I did. Yeah, yeah, you did.
I deserve that cardboard
you
cookie.
You got cardboard cookie for sure. Well, dude, you know, I appreciate everything. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. I appreciate
always
what we're doing. We have a good time.
Oh, yeah, man. It's fun. I enjoy doing this.
There was a whole lot of stuff that happened in the state of Georgia.
It's been a good year, man.
So far.
It's been a good year.
We got good archers. We got good stuff. There was some scary stuff that went on Friday that, you know, the world blew up. But he's a good man. Things are going to work out.
That's going to have to be a.
Oh yeah, that's a definitely going to be its own thing.
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, I'm not even getting into that one. Right now. That's a rabbit hole.
That I, lying. But all I wanted, say is he's a good man. He's going to land on his feet, and I will say that the support he got from the state of Georgia was unbelievable.
Good man doesn't even – that's not even a statement that goes in the same ballpark.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Oh, I do.
So, but I just want to, you know, thank everybody for support for him.
Absolutely.
You know, because
– Absolutely.
Because, you know, I love him like a brother.
And, a long time.
Yep.
And he, believe it or not, has helped grow this sport.
Yes, most definitely.
And he's put bows in kids' hands that have represented – that particular company
very well. That's right. So
and you know not a lot of reps or bow companies will do what he's done for those kids.
Yep.
And it's heartbreaking to see what happened to him. It really is.
Like I said,
that's a rabbit hole that I ain't even going down because I done ate my Reese's.
That's right. Business is business, and you ain't got enough time to enough food to sit here and talk about that. But I just wanted to mention it because it had been. You know, and the thing about it is that we talk about archery news in the state of Georgia, and that was some big archery news in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
So as far as I want everybody to know who's listening, who knows what happened, he is doing well. He appreciates everything and everybody, all the messages he got, all of the praise he got, and he's going to land on his feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to let everybody to know.
Whoever picks him up.
Oh, yeah. They got a great man.
And we keep referring to him whoever David Alligood winds up going to work for, whether it's inside the industry or not.
Outside the industry, they're going to have a good guy.
They will have a great employee.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
So we all love you, David. So, and you know it. All right. Well, if that's it, until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.